Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Jaws, Ron Jaworski joining us in moments to talk about Sunday's game. Ike, I cannot escape my excitement over tonight's Sixers preseason game and seeing Joel play.
Well, I'm sure, yeah.
Last season was so bad. I know most people tuned him out. I was not able to. I had to watch every game. And boy, it was a traumatic experience, more traumatic than any process year, because the early years of losing, they were supposed to lose. But when you only win 28 games, when you're supposed to win, all the players are hurt, and the ones that aren't hurt are playing bad, and then the team gives up to get the draft pick, was bad luck. I am excited to see Joel tonight. Joining us, as I said, you can see him on the NBC Sports Philly pre- and post-game show for the Eagles, Ron Jaworski. What's up, Jaws?
All good, getting ready for the Vikings.
So, Jaws, I am going to ask you the same thing we have asked. We have asked all of our experts this week. We asked Jordan Mailata this week, and you are our last expert of the week. Some say the most important. I am going to ask you, what is one thing the Eagles are doing particularly well right now that we can sort of hang our hat on moving forward into the season?
One thing they're doing well is procurement of talent. I think it's still a very talented football team, not playing up to the level of that talent.
Okay, I'll take it. At least you answered quick. Everybody else, even Jordan, I said, what's one thing you're doing well? He goes, whew, that's a tough one. So,
well, because the standard has been so high. After last year, you know, we have a vision of what this team is supposed to look like, and they should have that same vision that we as analysts and fans have, and to play to that standard. And you know, the eyeball test. You don't need to be a former NFL quarterback or a former NFL linebacker, you know, to say something's wrong. This team is not playing up to their ability. That's obvious to me.
Let me ask you this then, because we were just discussing this last segment. They went through, it seemed like, every exercise to try to say, we are not defending champs, we're not defending champs, the Super Bowl is last year, so on and so forth. And it doesn't seem to have worked. Do you think, maybe reversing it and a reminder about what they were able to do and what they were able to accomplish and how dominant, I guess specifically in this case, the offensive line and the defense was, do you think maybe the opposite tact, at least at this point, as a reminder of what they're capable of, could be something that could help?
Yeah, I think there's the potential of that being able to help. But you know, no matter what Nick says, as the organization says, no one's going to forget we won the Super Bowl last year. We're the world champions. You can't just discount that and say, oh, let's go out and play football, but we're not the world champions. Because I'll guarantee you this, every team on the schedule knows the Eagles are the world champions. Right. If you don't bring the A game like the New York Giants did against us last Thursday night, you're going to get your butt handed to you. And then so, it is a new season. We get it. Yeah, there are new players. We get it. But, you know, the standard has been set as a world champion that, you know, embrace that. Embrace that we're the world champions. And because you know what? The other teams are embracing it, too, and they want to beat us badly.
Jaws, you watch the games again. You watch the tape. There's been a lot of conversation over the last week and a half about the quote, predictability of the offense and the fact that because that is so, it is making it more difficult for them to succeed on offense. Have you seen that, and do you think it's an issue?
No, I don't. I think this team is still incredibly talented. You know, the word everyone uses is execution, and they're not executing properly. It's that simple. Now, you could say it's one guy here, one guy there, and we all know in football, to be successful, 11 players, 11 guys on each side of the football for a given play must work hand-in-hand to be successful. If one player fails at his job, the play is blown up. It doesn't work. It's not that simple, but it is. You know, that players have to work together, and right now they're not working in harmony. I just don't see it. The offensive line, you know, and I preach this probably for the last decade, it's been the best offensive line, the best coached offensive line in football, a dominant offensive line. They just haven't been. And I know Lane's got the stinger on the shoulder, and you know, Mekhi Becton's not there, which to me has been somewhat overlooked. He was a dominant physical human being, Mekhi Becton was, last year when he was here. So I see that as a big hole, because he may not have got all his blocks, but Saquon could run around him and get open and get through a crack. That's how good he was. So I think there's a loss of Mekhi Becton hurt. And obviously Landon's been hurt, and you've had injuries and Cam's been hurt. You've had some injuries on the offensive line. But they haven't played as well as I've seen them play in the past. Those offensive linemen must work as one, and they just haven't been. And quite honestly, Saquon hasn't been getting to the outside like he did last year. That jump cut that he was so good at. No, I just haven't seen it being effective this year. So it is a long way to go in the season. Adjustments will be made. But it's not the same team that we saw playing the second half of last season and in the playoffs.
Josh, you look at this mini bye week, and it can be beneficial to both the players from a physical standpoint, reset mentally, but also for the coaches, getting a chance to self-evaluate and look at some things that they can do differently. You feel like this mini bye week came at the right time, and this is something that they could take advantage of and sort of reset going up here to Minnesota Sunday.
Mike, I agree with you 100%. There's absolutely no doubt about it. The coaching staff needed to make some changes to tweak things. They get the time to do it. You know, the players are getting 3 or 4 days off. The coaches are not. I guarantee you, you know, they were burning the midnight oil when they got back from Philadelphia last Thursday night, you know, to try to get this corrected. So, you know, I think from that perspective, yes, you can do a deep dive in evaluating your personnel, evaluating your schemes, and make the changes, because you do have a few days extra time where you can make the changes where normally you wouldn't have that time. So, yes, I agree with you 100%. You need to – the coaches really could use the time off. No, it's not time off. They could use the time off from the players, but they're going to be working on it.
So, you know, their calling card, as you have mentioned, that has been the offensive line and the run game. Given the fact that – given the injury, the new players – all of those things, from an identity standpoint, do they need to consider, I'm not saying become a pass-first team, but the idea of them being this dominant running team, do they need perhaps a different identity to become a more successful offense, given the trouble they've had getting that off the ground?
I think the team that you play dictates how you should play offensively. You know, basically, if you got a team that is a very good defensive line, you know, maybe weak in the secondary, you attack that secondary. And the same vice versa. If you got a great secondary and a weak defensive line, you attack with the running game. So I don't think there's a particular way to go. If I would form a quick opinion on what I've seen, particularly after the Giants game, I was really disappointed going through the tape of the Giants game. I thought for the first time in a long time, I thought we were physically beaten. The Giants, they have some good, it's the NFL, everyone has good players, but I didn't sense like we were playing a violent game of football. And let's be realistic here. Football is a violent game, and the stronger man is usually going to win. And I felt that we got pushed around a little bit. I think we got bullied a little bit by the New York Giants. And that just hasn't happened in a long, long time. So I think the lesson that should be learned from the Eagles in that matchup against the Giants, where they pushed us around, you know, scattered with banging people around. You know, just doing things differently, an attitude type plays that they were running were having success against us. And I think that's the one thing that we have to address this week against Minnesota, is to be more physical and dominate from a physical standpoint.
Yeah, that seems to be the message coming out of the locker room as well, particularly from the defensive players, and you listen to the offensive line, where you're going to get the most physical play happening. That is that they have either been told, or they realized it when they looked at the film. They certainly aren't They've acknowledged the fact that that was not Eagles football that they played in that last Thursday night's game. And I feel positive about the team because it seems like they're in a better place mentally. We'll see what they look like physically when they go out there Sunday. Just your thoughts real quick on the quarterback moving forward, his play, and how much that impacts what they're going to be able to do Sunday up against this Brian Flores defense.
Yeah, Brian Flores has a great reputation as a schemer and a designer. He is very, very good. He didn't have success in Miami as a head coach, but wherever he's been as a defense coordinator, he's been very, very good. So this is going to be one of those games where there's kind of the mental approach is just as important from an offensive perspective. You can talk about play calling, all those things, but I think the key is you got to be alert for the type of scheming that he does, like a Todd Bowles kind of guy, like New York did last week. They still, when things work against a team, you're going to see it for a few weeks. Because once it's on tape, the next four games, people are going to break it down. And Todd Bowles did a really good job with his zone blitz schemes. The Giants did, with a four-man rush, were still finding a way to bring a third-level defender or a second-level defender and create pressure with only a four-man rush. So I think you'll see that in this matchup as well from the Vikings and Flores. It's what he likes to do. So we not only have to be physical, which I think you'll see that. I think the guys have heard enough about it all week where they're going to get back to their physical side. But this is also a game they're going to have to be very well-prepared mentally.
Jaws, the Eagles have not had very much success getting to the quarterback from a defensive standpoint. You would hope they get Nolan Smith back. With the trade deadline approaching, if you were given a choice, if they said, we're going to get a stable CB2 or we're going to get a good edge player, which do you think helps the Eagles more?
Well, speaking as an old quarterback, edge rusher.
Yeah.
One thing quarterbacks hate is quick pressure, and that's where the edge rusher comes from, running off that edge, and that's a quick pressure. So I think it's an area that they really must address, and I am sure Howie Roseman's been scouring the waiver wires and trade opportunities that might be out there, because I think it's been probably the one thing that has probably stood out to me the most is we're not getting that quick pressure on the quarterback. And quite honestly as well, we're not getting the push up the middle that I think is absolutely necessary.
All right, Charles. Sunday, Eagles-Vikings. The Eagles facing an old friend. It was announced Carson Wentz will be starting. What is your prediction for Sunday's game?
Well, first of all, Carson's playing good football. He's thrown five touchdown passes and a couple interceptions, completing 69% of his passes. He has a tendency to hold on to the ball too long, so this should give us an opportunity to get some pressure on him. But I still think I think the Eagles got their wake-up call last week against the Giants. I think they win this one in Minnesota 23-20, guys.
I'll tell you, we need a win in the worst way. Need a win in the worst way.
I'm tired of talking negative.
Yes, yeah. And especially, man, if they play on Thursday night, they're going to have to win those games because I can't do
10 days.
I can't do 10 days of beating up on them after a game like Thursday.
I am with you. Too much time to analyze.
Yeah. Yep. All right, Jaws. Thanks as always.
All right, brother.
All right, thanks, guys. Go Birds.
Yep.
Go Birds. There it is. Yeah, I did. Thursday night games have to a must win moving forward. Cannot do the loss.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. Oh, Gary in Vineland here to finish up. Hey, Gary.
Yeah, so I think these next two games are the most important. And I think if they tank these two, I think that's we're back to 2023.
Well, I mean, it would be hard to argue. They go into the bye at 4-4,
yeah,
losing four straight games.
Man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't even want to know what that's going to be like.
Yeah, let's hope Joel stays healthy because our and I'll get into this later. I did do my homework from Broads. I watched the Flyers last night. That team's not making the playoffs. They have to win on Sunday. I mean,
I get the I get the Apple updates on the scores.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, my God, Spike's not watching a good one.
Oh, no. Last night?
Should have stuck to watching the football game.
Oh, yeah, it was terrible. All right, Gary, appreciate you, man.
All right, guys, have a great weekend.
All right, G.
We can't go into the bye 4-4. With two losses to the Giants?
Yeah.
And losing to Carson?
Oh, Lord.
Mm-mm.
No.
Mm-mm.
No.
It would not be fun times around here.
No. Now, Broads gave us homework. I was the only one who said I would accept the homework. And that is to watch the Flyers versus the Winnipeg Jets last night.
Yes. How'd that go for you?
Well, so Flyers lost 5-2. It was really 5-1, really. Michkov scored right there at the end of the game.
Michkov scored at the end?
He did. Dude, they had two shots in the first half. In the first period, rather. I've watched a good bit of hockey in my life. I'm not a number one hockey, but I've watched a good bit of hockey. I don't know if this is the Jets style, but the Flyers could not complete two straight passes without turning the puck over last night. It was, that first period was a horrible watch in general, not just because the Flyers didn't play well. I just didn't think, when I was watching it, I was hoping there would be a guy on the Flyers side that would pop. And I would say, from a speed and skill perspective, I think when there are hockey players that are different, you can just see. And Michkov was the one I was looking for. He just looks like another guy.
Another guy. He doesn't stand out.
They've all said he's out of shape, so on and so forth. I'm sure that's part of it. But that was an unimpressive Flyers game. It did not make me
want to watch more.
Correct. You know, and maybe the
might be a long season.
The Jets are good, right? That's what the Winnipeg Jets are good. Yeah. So maybe that's it. Maybe Brodes needs to tell me when they're playing some bad team that they can skate against. Because last night,
give us a game where the Flyers are going to look good.
They didn't. I mean, I get through the second period and I'm saying to myself, no. I didn't watch the end of the game. I didn't watch the third period. Absolutely.
Well, I lost 5-2.
Yes. Well, it was 5-1 until last. Yeah. All right, 215-592-9494. Furry Bruce in D.C. You're on WIP.
Furry Bruce.
What's up, Furry Bruce?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How's everybody doing this Friday?
Oh,
what's
man.
Up, Furry Bruce?
You know, there's a little chill here in the air, Furry Bruce, and I was thinking to myself as I got out of bed, man, if I just had a bear or a wolf costume to get into, warm myself
hey,
up.
Man.
Dude.
Hey, I'm telling you.
Yep.
Hey, look.
You're on to something.
Hey, look. What'd you say, all right?
Nothing. I said you're on to something. You may have something going here with these furry outfits.
Yeah. Hey, look. Before I get into my commentary, because I missed out yesterday, I got pulled into a meeting, so I just wanted to say happy belated birthday to you.
That's great.
Thank you, brother. Yep. I appreciate it.
Yeah. I hope you have a great weekend. Maybe you have some fun with some fur, man.
Man. The wife's not totally into that. Yeah.
You bring home the two. You bring home one for her, one for you.
Two costumes.
His and hers furry.
Well,
costume.
We do still have the. She does have the. What's the thing I used to endorse?
Nudie pajamas.
The nudie pajamas. She
there
has
you go.
the full nudie pajamas.
That's close.
Here's what we do. You throw the bear costume on. She throws on the nudie pajamas. And you act like she's in the woods. And you're like, could that be a thing?
Put a bunny tail on it. You know,
this is all good ideas. Yep.
Yeah, this is me on Friday night at the Reese residence. Yeah. Me and Renee running around.
Here, Renee. Here's your nudie pajamas and a bunny tail.
Meanwhile, the dogs are going crazy. The dogs don't know what the hell's happening. Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or dsw.com.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contrast. 4, I use it. 5, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dogs don't know what's going on.
Yep.
Oh man. Okay. But look, yeah, going to the Eagles here. Guys, I'm stumbling now, man, off of that. But you guys get me going with this stuff, man.
Yeah.
But anyway, with the Eagles, one of the earlier callers said it perfectly. There's the thing between confidence and hope. I don't have any confidence because of all the turmoil that's going on. I have hope about the Eagles, and Ike, you said it perfectly. The part of their schedule coming up is they're actually set up for success, but the unknown about their direction is what's going to happen this Sunday. Actually, the next two games, because I'm going to tell you. If they win this Sunday and they turn around and lose to the Giants, Glenn, now we're vacillating back and forth between what are they, and some people have this, they do this comparison and contrast between what they did last year and they fixed it. But there's a big difference between last year's because we had an experienced OC that made those adjustments. We didn't have the injuries and we didn't have the regression of Jalen. Once those things stopped, but we got injuries on both sides. There's just so many bad dynamics going on. I just don't see how it's going to happen, but I hope that they pull together and we'll see what happens.
You know, it has to happen, Furry Bruce. We got to start playing better.
Right.
I mean, listen, I see other teams with injuries as well. They're still winning.
Yeah.
Like Tampa Bay is still winning games. They're 5-1. Because the quarterback finds way to make plays late in the game. They still believe in him, and he comes through. Like, either you have that magic dust on you or you don't. Either you believe you still got a chance to win games no matter who you go out there with, or you don't. Like, we can't have the perfect scenario, everybody healthy, and all this other stuff, because that's just not how the NFL works. I mean, Patrick Mahomes surviving with duct tape and glue out there on that offensive side of the ball, and he's just now about to get his players back.
Well, and I remember last year when the Lions lost all those players in the first round of the playoffs, nobody cared.
Yeah.
Nobody cared that they were missing players.
Yeah. Nope. And to your point, look, I'll take it one point further and look at San Francisco. I mean, look at them. They're even worse than we are.
Yes.
But that's when it comes back, because it's like you say, because Jalen, I'm really worried about Jalen, because see, Jalen, I think is a system. He's a system quarterback. When all the moving parts are working well, he's okay. But when you kick one or two legs from up under him and he starts pressing, he starts doing like overthrowing the ball and all these other things. But see, San Francisco, when I look at them, I can't stand them, but I got mad respect for them. But they have a good, solid coaching staff that are pulling all the right. And this is where I worry about it with Nick, because see, Nick, you know, he rides the wave when things are going well, but he doesn't do so well when things start happening with multiple challenges. So
hold on. Now, 2023, he didn't handle well. Yeah, we all know 2023, it didn't work out well. But I'll give Nick a little bit more rope, because I thought in 2021 he took that team from being 2-7 to 9-8. They made the playoffs.
Correct.
Last year, they're 2-2. Yep. And we saw what happened, and they went on a nice run. So he's at least earned a little bit of benefit of the doubt to see if he can get this thing turned around. But it won't be easy. It won't be easy. Right. I like the messaging. I just wonder, here's my thing. I wonder if the distractions are over with and everybody's back to focusing on trying to be a good football team.
We won't know that
until
Sunday.
We see them play Sunday.
And after Sunday.
Yep.
Thank you for the call, Fred Bruce. That is watch them play and see what happens after they play.
It was hard. I wanted to ask Jaws that, but it's unfair to ask him that. He's not down there, just like I'm not down there. You know. But that's what I really want to know is, are the vibes the right vibes again in the building, and all the bickering and the little finger pointing and the subliminal messages and this and that and the other. I wonder if that stuff is out of the way. They've cleared the air, and now we can get back to playing football.
So important question for all three of us off of Furry Bruce's call. And Jack, I will ask you first. If you had to be a furry, what animal would you be? Because I started laughing during Bruce's call because I thought about it and I know what animal I would be. Jack, what animal would you be?
I had no idea.
Well, come on.
Like a lion?
Would you want to be a lion? That seems about right.
I'd be a Black Panther.
Oh, nice. That's a good one.
Nice.
Yeah. So you'd be a lion. I'd be a squirrel.
Yeah. All right. Why?
I don't know. I just think it would be funny to be a big old squirrel running around the house.
I don't know how attractive you'd be in the furry convention.
He's going to order one of these.
Dude, you're going to go to one.
Man. Yes, he's definitely going to one.
Yeah. I just
in a squirrel costume. See who picks you.
First of all, what made me think of it was Ike talk about the dogs. My dogs, they saw a giant squirrel.
That's
in the
what
house,
I'm saying.
They would go insane.
You know they're going to attack you.
You know, I'd be chasing my wife around. Yes. Look, I'm a squirrel. I'm a squirrel.
Scotchy and Rebel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Scotchy. So the Rebel gave up on squirrels. Scotchy is still young enough. She's like, I can get one of those squirrels.
Dude, squirrel's the most athletic animal in the world.
Yeah, well.
There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, that's what you look. The way they can jump up, run up the tree or whatever.
They jump across trees. It's crazy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But don't always dodge cars, though.
They don't.
I'm saying,
they don't.
Though.
Well, they're dumb.
Well, because they're stupid.
Very dumb.
They're stupid.
But very athletic.
They get out in the middle of the road, and they see you coming, and they go, they don't know which side to go to. They're like Orion Kirkring. Orion Kirkring was like a squirrel in the middle of the road when he got that.
It shouldn't be deer in headlights.
No, it should be squirrel in headlights.
Squirrel in headlights.
Yeah. So I would be a squirrel.
See, that's like when Buzz can't find the Ike juice drop.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. Oh, yes.
Forgot about our boy.
Yeah.
Speaking of a furry.
Yeah. Well, coming up next, we will see if Elliot holds on to the belt. But, Ike?
Yeah, I talk about our buddy Tornado Shapiro and his buddy, Joe Conklin. You can see Joe with the City Rhythm Orchestra at World Cafe Live on Wednesday, November 19th, and at Cardinal O'Hara High School on Saturday, November 22nd. You know where you can get your tickets from. JoeConklin.com. JoeConklin.com.
215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. You know, I think if that Giants game was Sunday, there's such urgency on this Sunday's game against the Vikings. I think we would feel it more if the Giants game was Sunday. The fact that it was Thursday, I think a little of it has worn off.
Sure.
And at least with us.
You got through the weekend, and you had the Phillies thing mixed in there with it.
It's been a busy week,
but
at least with us, I'm sure the team feels urgency, but whatever. But I mean, from an us standpoint, you know, you can only go so many days between games to keep up the same sort of intensity. Mm-hmm. But this game, you know, if you'd asked me Tuesday or Monday, this game is...
It's a must win.
It
certainly is a can't lose.
Well,
there you go.
Is it a must win or a can't lose?
Well, it's definitely you can't lose this game.
You got to have it.
Was that a third option? Jack, you're the expert of this. Is it a must-win game or a can't-lose game?
So I think it's more of a must-win game.
Okay, I agree.
Yeah, you can't lose this one.
Yeah. Well, which one is it, Jack?
It's must-win.
Okay. Don't say they can't lose it. 215-592-9494. So every week at 4:30 on the WIP Afternoon Show, we award the belt.
Chief, the top of the mountain, the WIP Afternoon Show presents The Belt. I am a real American, fight for the rights of every
Fight for what's right. Fight for your life.
You may say, Spike, how do you decide who gets the belt? Well, the belt goes to the WIP employee who brought it the most that week. And the current belt holder is Elliot Shore Parks. The way this works is the person holds on to the belt unless somebody else does something to take the belt away. And the question is, has Elliot Shore Parks done enough, or has anyone else done enough to take the belt away? There were some rumors this week that Ike would get the belt just for having a birthday.
Yep.
But
a sympathy belt.
Yeah, a sympathy belt.
I do not want that.
Yes.
We
yes.
knew you would not have liked that. So we talked to the committee and said that's not right.
Yes. Ike would not want a sympathy,
sympathy belt. Yeah. Oh, I'm out.
So the question is, has Elliot done enough to get the belt? Has anyone done anything else?
He did debut a new show.
He did debut a new show on Wednesday night.
Yeah.
But iffy name on the show.
Iffy name, iffy execution.
Yep. Iffy all around.
I don't have anybody at the top of my mind.
Ooh, you missed a big one then, Ike.
There was a big one. Jack, do you want to play the audio that will lead us to the new holder of the belt?
My initial thought, and that's why I was like, do you mean like a Trey Turner? Would be Trey Turner, because you also have like an Aiden Miller who's coming up, who's, I don't want to say waiting in the wings because he's not quite there yet, but who is the future of this team. But I was talking to Rube in the break, and like, it could also be a Bryce Harper. I know that sounds crazy. This is a player who's really on the back half of his career. He's only getting older. He really hasn't done a ton in the regular season or postseason.
Fourth highest OPS in baseball history.
Will you let her talk?
Used to. You know, when
preach, Devin, preach.
The postseason he's had, there's only so many moments, right? Like, there's only so many times you can go back to Bedlam at the Bank before it gets a little bit old. And he doesn't add too much to the clubhouse culturally. Like, he's a pretty quiet, reserved guy where, like, Kyle Schwarber is more so the leader. Would that be a massive move around the baseball world? Yes, it would. Would fans be mad? I think it would be actually more split than you'd expect, given, you know, the way things have gone the last two postseasons, last four postseasons.
Well, it depends who they get.
I totally forgot about that scoop. Yes, she definitely gets it.
I mean,
yes,
what a sharp tongue towards the old boy,
well,
Bricey.
You have to ask yourself, was Dave Dombrowski listening to Devin? Did he say, back half, she's got a point.
Yes, she's got a point there.
Maybe people wouldn't be that mad, depending on who we got back.
They certainly know scoops.
They do.
Because she's a bulldog now.
They know scoops. So congratulations, the current belt holder, for suggesting the Phillies may trade Bryce Harper.
Oh, I hadn't heard that clip in its entirety.
Yeah.
And why was Hugh so happy?
That was a real sharp tongue towards Bryce.
Unbelievably sharp tongue. Hugh was happy, which, you know, gets my back up.
Yeah. What are you going to do about it?
Dude, hold on. Don't me. Come on.
Yeah.
I ain't got your back. I ain't with you.
There's no shot.
His jacket, his lion costume, trying to go up against Hugh.
Come here, Hugh.
Yeah.
Roar.
Yeah. I'll be in the corner with
a little squirrel.
Yeah, with an acorn.
Oh,
is that with a nut?
No, with an acorn. I changed it. Yeah.
Well, and I think Hugh was doing the. Isn't he doing the Bucky squirrel?
Oh, that's going to be his.
I think that would be his furry outfit.
Oh, really? He's going to be a squirrel, too?
I could see that.
I think Bucky's mascot is a squirrel.
Bucky's mascot is a squirrel, yes.
I think so, yeah.
Well, then I'm going to have to find a new.
Yeah.
Nah, you can squirrel around.
Bucky squirrel?
It can be squirrely.
We can squirrel around. Yeah.
Bucky's getting his way closer and closer up here. You know, they're in Virginia.
Arthur, you know what I meant to tell y'all?
Yeah.
Dude, I went home last weekend.
Yeah, to Cincinnati.
Yep. Wawa's is coming.
Wow. Congratulations.
Oh, really? To Cincinnati?
I'm shocked, yes.
Wow.
The best food Cincinnati's going to have.
Yeah, that's what I said. Yeah. I said the same thing.
Now, Sheetz is starting to get in our territory. Back off.
Are they?
Yeah, it's like in, I think, like Bucks County area.
Oh, really? I haven't seen one.
Starting to get closer and closer.
Wow.
This is going to turn into
a war.
This is the true civil war. This is the next civil war.
Right. But we're Wawa people.
I'm being in the city.
I know.
Yeah.
That's good.
That stopped me from going to White Castles.
Nice.
Oh, yeah?
Dude, I see the White Castle like sliders in the freezer.
Grocery store? No.
Why would you eat that?
That's not it. Yes.
Yeah. There was one.
That's the worst thing they could have did was made that a frozen food.
There's one on it's been frozen food for a while since I was a kid, actually. Mm-hmm. There's one on Broad Street, I think, still near South Philly High School, or I think. Yeah,
it used to be down there, one in that area. I don't know if it's still there. White Castles, man, had some when I went home.
215-592-9494. Rios in North Philly. You're on WIP. What's up, Rios?
Rios.
What's going on, Hard Chargers?
What up, Rios?
Rios, they need you.
I need you today, Rios.
Right. You know, Yeah, look, let me just say this.
Yeah.
It ain't trying to be cute. This the type of stuff is for ugly. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's time for men to be men, not males. There's a big freaking difference. And yo, Jackie, hit the music. Time to break yourself down, to build yourselves back up. It ain't too much time to do it either. Bleep yourselves from sucker-itis. We just got skull drugged by the freaking Giants. If this didn't wake y'all up to get out of the David Banner status and into the Green Monster, then I don't know what will. Because all it would mean is that we are full. We are content. We are comfortable. We aren't hungry no more. Well, time to start fasting and cure the sucker-made disease. We are better than this. We have to lock all entrances and get all the issues taken care of before we step out on that freaking field and battle. We are men. We don't have problems. We have solutions. We learn, then we go and execute. Males only have problems. They complain. They're freaking contagious. They are loving hip-hop, gossiping-ass suckers. Eradicate all the asses. Get all they wham, wham, wham. Want the milk and cookies, ass suckers. Back to where they belong. Back on the freaking couch, eating jelly donuts, watching Lifetime. It's time to do the dirty work. And ain't nothing pretty, but it's so pretty when you're ugly. We are freaking brothers. We should fight for one another without a thought. Make everyone fertilize the grass, then ask questions later. We have something that can be elevated into a freaking dynasty. We all we got. Your brothers is all y'all got. We live and die together. We pick each other up when we're down. It ain't time for separation. The message is clear. Make these suckers feel the pain. Lock the bleep in. We are going to the home of Super Bowl 52. Our blood, sweat, and tears are still there. We run that place. Underdog history was made there. A quarterback no one believed in pulled out the big stick on the big stage. Y'all want Philly Philly? A coach that revolutionized the whole league on fourth down. Foxtrot uniform. We're going for it. Badasses after badasses. When someone fell, the next badass stepped up and was ready for the assignment. We're not underdogs. We're the top dog. We salivate for the taking. The league is ours, and ain't nothing they can do about it. We built this foundation brick by brick, heart by heart, blood in, blood out. Time to get ugly. Like my man Nino Brown said, I never liked you anyway, pretty mother sucker. E-A-G-L-E-S Eagles are reals from North Philly Hunter Park, a.k.a. the Star Major of Philly. Love or respect? Love is just a cherry on top. I will be respected. Go Birds!
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Another good one.
Yes.
Got a Love and Hip Hop reference in there. That was good. That was good.
Difference between men and males.
Yeah. Just
a little biology lesson. Mm-hmm. Guess there from Rios? No.
Sure.
Well, no, I guess biologically there's
more just like the feeling.
Vibe.
Yeah, the vibe you give off. Me, male.
Yes.
Yeah.
For sure. I guess I am too.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah,
who are you kidding, squirrel boy?
Yeah. Squirrel male.
Right.
215-592-9494. I think it'd be fun to be a squirrel.
Blood In, Blood Out's a good movie. You ever seen that?
No. Who's in that?
That's Benjamin Bratt. Is it Bratt or Platt?
I don't know.
Benjamin Bratt. Who else is in there? It's a couple good.
When did it come out?
You know, Delroy Lindo's in there.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Late 70s, early 80s.
Oh, yeah.
It's about a gang movie, prison gang movie, Latinos, you know, blacks, whites.
Yep.
But it's centered around a Mexican gang.
Okay.
And those are the guys. And you had one guy who was, he's half Mexican and half white, but he looks white, but he wants to be Mexican and he wants to be accepted by those guys. Good movie. You got to check it out.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
Blood In, Blood Out.
I usually don't watch movies that came out before I was watching movies, except for Scarface. That's the only reason for some reason, but I'm not an old
makes
movies
sense.
Guy.
Yeah. Makes sense. 3 hours long too.
Oh, come on. Well, yeah, I like
a good three-hour movie.
Yes. 215-592-9494. Hey, if you have tickets to an Eagles game, I can help make that. Well, I'm not actually. I'm going to just tell you about it. Help make the experience better. When you go to visitdelco.com, Visit Delco has this thing, the Eagles game day getaway. Now, you're already here. You're already in the area. But when you do the game day getaway, it actually feels like you're taking a trip, right? And you don't have to worry about all the stuff you have to worry about normally when you go to a game. You don't have to worry about parking. You don't have to worry about the ride home. You don't have to worry about getting all the way home. Because what happens with the game day getaway with Visit Delco is you stay overnight at a Delaware County hotel, one of the hotels they have an agreement with there, which is like 20 minutes away from the stadiums. You get a discounted rate, and with that, you get $150 in Uber credit that takes you to and from the link. So you can just leave your car at the hotel, get the Uber to the stadium, hang out, have a good time. Don't have to worry about getting behind the wheel afterwards because you get your Uber all the way back to the hotel, stay at the hotel. Go to visitdelco.com, look for the Eagles logo so you can sign up for your Eagles game day getaway. Tap on that right there. They say Delco's a lot, and they're right. Go Birds. Joining us, as always, the appropriate follow-up to Rios is Tommy Down the Shore.
It's Tommy Down the Shore.
Yeah, why? Yes, Mike.
Tommy Down the Shore.
I love baloney.
He likes to thank a grace, and then he goes and says his piece. It's Tommy.
You know what I'm saying?
Down the Shore.
Tommy!
Yeah, why? Yes, Mike. Yo, Jack. Big, not so big baloney business, baby.
Wait, nacho. Do you say nacho or not
no,
so?
Not so big.
Yeah.
We're struggling right now. I can't honestly get too fired up. You know what I mean?
Yeah. We need you more than ever to bring up the vibe here because, and I know you care about these teams more than anybody. And with the Eagles having lost two in a row and getting their butts kicked by the Giants and the Philly season ending, it's been pretty tough around here.
I got to say, listen, I agree, there's no sugarcoating it, right? As far as the Phils, I mean, it's a little demoralizing. But look, just to infuse a little positivity. We still got a great team, right? We still got great coaches. We still got an opportunity to contend next season. But at this moment in time, there's no baloney and there's no joy. You know what I mean? That's just the reality of the situation. But as far as the Birds, I'm more optimistic, right? But there's something's not clicking. There's something rotten in the state of Denmark. And by the state of Denmark, I mean an Overcare complex.
Right,
you know what I mean?
Of course.
Because I think it's not just X's and O's. You know what I mean? It's not just X's and O's. It's psychological and emotional.
Yes.
It gets me to my next thing, because before we get in this game with the Vikings, I was thinking it's a very difficult time, right, for the Philly sports fan, right? And sometimes when you're a little depressed, you know, when you're upset, you need a creative way to express your emotions. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So what I started doing is I started reading Shakespeare and I started writing poetry. You know what I mean? You guys ever read Shakespeare?
No.
No.
You really?
Not interested.
You've been really reading Shakespeare?
Yeah, my.
Yes, like to be or not to be, that is the question.
Yes.
Or like, oh, Romeo, oh, Romeo, where art thou, Romeo? You know what I mean? Or like, a horse, a horse, a horse, my kingdom for a horse. I don't really know what that means. You know what I mean?
But yeah.
It's got a nice ring to it.
I wouldn't expect you to be much of a reader, but I guess I had that wrong.
I like reading poetry, and I like writing poetry.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. So you've been reading Shakespeare. So what then?
Well, I ended up writing a couple poems, you know what I mean, that I would love to share with you, Jim. I'm a little self-conscious. I'm a little nervous, you know what I mean? But I'm just going to express my emotions in these poems. I got two poems. The first one's more emotional. The second one's more kind of like motivational. You know
okay.
I mean?
All right. Give us the emotional one first.
This one is called "The Phillies Made Us Cry." Here we go.
Beautiful
title.
Hey,
guys, ready?
Yeah.
The Phillies made us cry through the day and through the night. All we ever dreamed of was watching Schwarbaum's take flight and a World Series victory. But alas, the dream is over. Nothing can save us now. Not even a four-leaf clover. You know what I'm saying?
This is so dumb.
What do you guys think? You can be honest. I need some constructive criticism. I can take it. You know what I mean?
No, I actually think it's amazing.
Yeah.
I think the key is the emotion you put into it. You know, I don't know if it would jump off the page to me just reading it, but I might. Could you read it again?
One more time? Okay.
Yeah.
It's in the delivery. You're right, Spike. It's all in the delivery.
It's all heart.
I mean?
It's all heart. Yeah. Go ahead.
I'm almost like crying while I'm doing it.
I can hear it. I can feel it. Yep.
Here we go. One more time.
Yep.
The Phillies made us cry through the day and through the night. All we ever dreamed of was watching Schwarbaum's take flight and a World Series victory. But alas, the dream is over. Nothing can save us now. Not even a four-leaf clover.
Beautiful.
Could you give me the one line is Schwarbaum's what?
Schwarbaum's taking flight.
Floyd.
Floyd.
So mucusy.
Right? Yeah, you got to put, Jack, you got to kind of like cry while you're doing
little
it.
A little phlegm.
Yeah, you got to put a little phlegm in there.
All right. So I don't know how your second one could top your first one. You said the second one is a little more motivational, sort of.
This one's a little different.
Okay.
See, I'm still getting emotional. This one's a little different. This one is inspired by the Sopranos. You know what I mean?
Oh.
And it's called Eat the Gabagool. You guys ready for this? It's a little more upbeat.
Okay. It's called Eat the Gabagool?
I like that.
That's right.
Okay.
Sometimes in life, we all play the fool. So when you feel like an idiot, eat the Gabagool. What's the Gabagool? Well, it's a certain type of hand. Eat the Gabagool, and soon you'll be the man. Eat the Gabagool, and soon you'll make the plan. What do you guys think?
That's all, Mom. Well, look, I feel motivated. Ike, do you?
That was terrible.
No way!
Whoa, eat the Gabagool. Whoa.
Eat the Gabagool.
Ike, maybe you need to hear it one more time.
No, wow.
Yeah, let me hear it again.
Okay.
One more time, encore. Yep. Ike, maybe you'll like it more the second time.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Possibly. Yep.
Here, let me give a little background on this one.
Okay.
It's like, remember in The Sopranos where sometimes Tony Soprano, If he's so upset, he'd go to the fridge and he had a couple slices of gabagool and he'd feel better. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This is like focusing on the little things in life. You know what I mean? To make you feel better.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yep. Okay.
One more time from the top. Here we go. clear my throat up a little bit here. All right. Sometimes in life, we all play the fool. But when you feel like an idiot, it's the gabagool. What's the gabagool? Well, it's a certain type of hand. Eat the gabagool and soon you'll make a plan. Eat the gabagool and soon you'll be the man. Soon you'll be the man. Soon you'll be the... I think you're supposed to repeat the final line three
how
times,
many,
right?
How many times, though? How many times?
If I'm not mistaken in poetry, maybe you guys know better than me. You're supposed to read us the final line three times in a row, right?
I've never heard that before, but if that's what you want to do, man, the gabagool.
It did sound better the second time around.
Yep, yep.
See, I told you, I knew you'd like it more.
Yep.
It's some things you got to kind of live with it a little bit. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Wow. So, Tommy, you want to give us your prediction for Sunday?
Well, yeah, listen, see, I think we're all getting a little anxious over this team. I got to say one thing before the prediction. When these guys have the bye week, they should go do like a spiritual retreat. You know what I mean? Get away from the hustle bustle. Get away from the X's and O's, yoga, meditation. And most importantly, Jalen Hurts and A.J. Brown, they got to become friends again. If there's no baloney and no joy between A.J. and Jalen, I'm very concerned. You know, what do you guys think?
Yeah, I agree with you.
I agree totally.
I don't even need them to be friends. I need A.J. to stop subtweeting him. I think I would take that. I would take no attacks.
But there needs to be more positive energy.
Of course. Yeah. Of course.
Otherwise, it's going to be a tough road. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So as far as this game coming up, listen, we're still the defending champs. We're still a great team. I think it's going to be close. Vikings are a tough team. But I'm going 31-24 Birds.
Wow.
A close prediction for you.
31-24.
A touchdown. Okay.
You guys know that never happens, right, Jack? When was the last time I gave a close prediction?
Never. That shows your lack of confidence in the team.
Yeah.
I'm
being
a little more conservative in my prediction this week. You
Look,
know what I mean?
I don't know if you guys agree, but I think right now the Eagles got to eat the gabagool. Eat the gabagool. All right.
And get motivated.
Get motivated.
Is it gabagool or gabagool?
Gabagool.
Yeah. Eat the gabagool.
Come on, Spike.
Yeah. All right, eat the gabagool. All right, Tommy, great job. We will talk to you next week. Great job on the poetry, and thanks as always.
Yep.
Thanks so much, fellas. You guys are the best. I love you guys. I will talk to you next week. Go Birds! Tommy's over and 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 over now.
It's Tommy.
You know what I'm saying?
Down the shore.
I don't know what happened on the second reading of Eat the Gabagool. I lost it. I got
just so dumb.
I was laughing so hard. I got a cramp in my stomach. I couldn't. I thought I was going to. I don't think I was going to be able to talk.
No.
Yeah. Eat the Gabagool was a good one. What was the first one again?
The first one was the Phillies made us cry.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Phillies made us cry.
Schwarbaum's into the night.
In the night.
Night.
In
night.
The night. Yeah. Jack, you've been waiting for today's top five at five.
Huh?
It seems like the entire show.
Uh-huh.
It all comes down to this.
Right.
So what is the top five at five?
The funniest things that have happened in the last day.
That's it?
Yeah.
Okay. And you thinking it's a good one?
I think it's funny.
Okay. All right. That is coming up next.
Funniest. Just funny to him.
Well, yeah.
Well that's usually how this whole thing works.
Yeah. We'll find out. That is coming up next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game.
They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.